Welcome to the deep dive. Ever wonder how a package actually gets from Kathmandu all the way to, say, Canada?
It's quite the journey, isn't it?
Yeah. And today we've got a really interesting source. It's an actual ad script from a company called Aerofreight Nepal. They do international shipping.
Right. So our goal here is to kind of unpack this ad, see what services they're offering and what it tells us about, how goods move in and out of Nepal.
Exactly. It's a little window into global trade, specifically connecting with Nepal. So first off, who are they even talking to in this ad?
Well, looking at the script, it seems pretty clear they're aiming at, well, two groups, really. Individuals maybe sending gifts or personal items abroad, and also businesses.
Okay, so personal and commercial. Makes sense.
Yeah, anyone who needs to send goods out of Nepal or, interestingly, bring them in.
Ah, so import too. What kinds of services are they actually advertising?
It's quite a list. They mention international air cargo, which is usually, faster.
Right, for urgent stuff.
Exactly. Then standard courier and parcel services, right up to handling like large commercial cargo.
Wow, okay, so pretty comprehensive.
And they specifically call out import services into Nepal for businesses, so B2B imports as well.
That covers a lot of bases. And geography. Where do they ship to, do they say?
They do. They list America, Canada, Europe.
Okay, the major Western markets.
Yep. And also Japan, Australia, Korea, and Hong Kong. So a pretty significant reach across, key economic zones.
That's quite a network. So what are they using to convince people? What are their main selling points in the ad?
They hit on a few key things. Words like reliable, affordable, fast, and secure. The things you'd expect.
The essentials for shipping, really.
Absolutely. They also pitch themselves as a one-stop solution, which I
It
guess implies they handle more than just the transport, maybe customs, paperwork, that kind of thing.
Yeah, convenience is huge. Anything about cost? People always want to know about costs.
They actually give a specific starting rate, USD 5.90 per kilogram for freight charges.
Oh, interesting. Giving a concrete number like that is pretty direct.
Yeah, it helps people immediately gauge if it's, in their budget range. Makes it tangible.
Definitely. So if someone in Kathmandu reads this and thinks, okay, I need this, how do they find them?
The ad gives all the details. Aerofreight Nepal PVT LTD, located in Sorakut, Kathmandu.
Data.
Plus a phone number, 01-470-1576, and their website, which is www.aerofreightnepal.com.
Pretty standard contact info then. Easy enough to follow up.
Makes it easy, yeah.
And what's the sort of final message? The call to action, I suppose.
They wrap up by encouraging smart shipping as a way to save money.
Ah, bringing it back to that affordability point.
Exactly, reinforcing that value proposition.
Okay, so summing it all up, Aerofreight Nepal seems to be positioning itself as a really comprehensive service. Covers personal, commercial, import, export,
A wide range.
with a broad global reach hitting key destinations. And they're really emphasizing reliability, speed, security, but also, crucially, that affordability with this specific price point.
That's a good summary. They want to be seen as the kind of efficient and cost-effective bridge between Nepal and the rest of the world, logistics-wise.
It's fascinating how much you can glean from just one advertisement about these connections.
Definitely.
So that brings us to our final thought for you listening. We've heard about price, speed, reliability from this ad. But thinking beyond that, what other factors do you think might be really crucial for individuals or maybe especially businesses when they're choosing who to trust with their international shipments? Something to ponder.